My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, the phone call between Davin and Agnes continues. We discuss the person feeding her lines, and after 6 months corresponding, Agnes is struggling for things to say, as the woman the scammers have picked to portray her is waiting for lines to be delivered to her by the person in the background. So listen carefully and enjoy.
That's what comedians do. We travel a lot. I haven't been traveling that much lately with everything that's going on, but...
Could you stop this for a second?
You're going to mock that I'm a comedian?
Yes, that's why I stopped.
Can you stop? I'd like to insult you.
We don't have that kind of time. Okay. But anyway, this is somebody that loves you. This is somebody,
where?
Hypothetically. somebody that loves you. Somebody that knows all about you. Somebody that you're their whole world. How come she's such small talk? She should have, like, questions and... There should be more
it's
there.
It's such a fucking awkward conversation.
But it shouldn't be an awkward conversation.
But, you know, here's a... Because we don't really know each other.
You know... You do. You
but
do
if
know.
You know, if you notice, I'm struggling, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm not very... I'm trying to fucking think of what to say. Now, I'm half asleep.
Yes. Well, I was just going to say, you're half asleep. So it's like, that would be almost a normal reaction with somebody called... Yeah, you know, it wakes you up, even if it's somebody that you've been looking forward to hearing from
but
them.
Look, there's people that you see on Facebook all the time, okay? And when you meet them at a party or something, you're hanging out,
yeah.
You bring up a lot of things that they comment on Facebook or say in Facebook. Well, I noticed last month you did that, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. You see things where you can have a conversation based on things you've seen on Facebook and so
yeah.
on. Now... Getting back to this is the same thing where they're talking about. You can make a conversation with the information that you've been exchanging for the past 6 months
yeah.
and make it interesting. There should not be these awkward pauses.
I agree, but like I said, I stink too.
All right. Well, not okay, for nothing. Okay, you've gotten out. You just woke up, all right? You did a gig. You drove. You woke
four
up.
In
so
the
you're,
morning.
You're a little out of it. You got caught with your drawers down.
I'm trying to keep this together as best as I can.
Yeah.
Somebody, let's say that this person was real.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're tired of something, she could probably, you know, if you're ever on the phone and you're with somebody and sometimes you get like an awkward silence.
Pause, yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example. Number one, if you call a girl,
yeah.
you know, or you call somebody that you want to go on a date and stuff. Hi, how are you? And it's a little, oh, well, I see that, and you try to get some facts in there to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We've all been there. You
sure.
know? Oh, so how was work today? You grab something and find something that you know about them to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
If she knows him that well, there is a treasure trove, 6 months worth, that she could pick and choose from to keep the conversation going, even though he's...
Did you have a drink tonight?
Yeah. Well,
stuff like...
Besides
stuff
that,
like
or the fact that you're on the road... The person made a big stink in writing about, see, I remember stuff about you. I don't deliberately forget things. I remember stuff about you. And it's like, what are you doing today? I fucking told you what I did, what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
If you were in love with that person, wouldn't you be like, my heart is beating for you. I know exactly
yeah,
where
right.
you are.
Give me an example. Let's say that I got a call from Mavis.
Right.
Okay.
That's just crazy. Well, you can barely get an email.
Shut up. So anyway, a call from Mavis, right? And I'm like, you know, half asleep or in a bag or something like that. You know, usually.
That was your second option.
In a bag.
Actually, with Joe, it could be a bag in the bed.
Right.
It's brown. It's crinkly.
So if I'm like, hi, Mavis. Oh, how are you, Joe? Good. So how is Mr. Whiskers?
Right.
You know,
right.
Are you still working at the car dealership? These things,
yes.
basic things, that if there was a real person, they would pick up on.
Yes.
She should have a treasure trove to keep the conversation
yes,
going.
Yes, absolutely.
But she doesn't.
Well,
yeah.
he should have a treasure trove to
but
feed her.
He can't
yes.
feed her anymore because they know that you have an idea that somebody's talking about.
Do you think I made a mistake by saying?
Absolutely not.
No.
You fucked them.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes. Both at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. All right, continue.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the action.
I drive and then back to court on Monday. And
you're making
me
want to yawn.
Hopefully this will get done soon.
Show us that effect.
right there. She should have things. Well, I hope it does. I hope, you know, hope you get your daughter. Hope you get that. There should be.
There's lots of stuff.
Volumes of things she should be saying right now.
Now, is there a delay?
No.
Okay.
No.
There should be volumes.
Yeah.
And she just sat there, hung out to dry because the scammer doesn't know, because the scammer doesn't want to talk loud to tell her what to
do. By the way, this is a speakerphone. I'm thinking maybe I keep that phone.
That's a great phone. Because I had it right up to
the
It sounds pretty good, much better than when we had Rayman and Guy Blow a month back.
Yeah, this is really good.
Well, hopefully if we get the Skype.
Yep.
Well, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that box, the phone box.
Skype's cheaper. It's $20 a year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. As long as she has a computer, that's the way we're going.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
I hope your lawyer is very good.
My lawyer is good. I've been very impressed by her. She's a fighter. Like the guy I had, I guess he wasn't a fighter, but she's good, you know, because my wife's lawyer just likes to, you know, say a lot of nasty things and whatnot. They just want money. That's what they want. You know how it is. People want money.
I'm looking up.
Yeah.
I mean, she don't care. My poor kid's caught in the whole crossfire, but whatever. Hopefully it'll be taken.
Well, if they all said she wanted the money. Mm.
Excuse me?
Your friend who said he wanted the money.
Who wants the money? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. It's a bad connection.
She's busy getting information.
My credit just got finished.
Oh, your credit got finished?
Yes,
ma'am. All right. You got to go? Do you have to?
I have like 1 minute remaining.
Oh, all right. I wish I could call you back, but this hotel is being under renovations and they don't have calls out. I went into their office yesterday to try to call, but we know that didn't work.
Wow.
I'll be damned.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.